Hallo und herzlich willkommen, ich bin's, euer Lieblings-Josef. Wer hätte es gedacht, es ist Mittwoch und es kommt eine neue EMP Pot of Rock-Episode raus. Ach, hab mich bestimmt schon vermisst, weil in der letzten Zeit gab es sehr viel meinen geschätzten Kollegen Schleuti. Jetzt gibt's mal wieder zur Abwechslung mich und meine wunderschöne Nase auf eure Ohren. Und zwar mal wieder mit einem zauberhaften Gast. Der zauberhafte Gast kommt heute im Doppelpack. Es sind nämlich zwei von der wunderbaren Band Biffy Clyro.
Ben and James from Biffy Clyro. Hi. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello, Josef. How are you? Nice to speak to you, man.
I'm absolutely great. How are you guys today?
Very well. What is my father?
A very grey and dreary Scotland. But we're talking about music with you, so all is good.
We've been having a day doing some Zoom calls, and I'm now on my fifth cup of tea. Oh, yeah. So it's going well.
Going through all of that with tea is something new. Usually I hear people drinking very, very big amounts of coffee or energy drinks.
Coffee's a danger. If I have a coffee with every interview, that's going to be like six coffees by 2 o'clock. So I'm actually on decaf tea, but don't tell anyone.
I won't. Nobody will ever hear this.
Rock and roll.
I whipped up a few questions. The first thing is, you're going on tour through Europe very soon. Woo, yeah. And you also recorded your newest album, Fatigue, in Berlin, in the Hansa Studios. Is there anything particular that has drawn you to Hansa Studios, and is there anything within the region around Berlin that you find particularly interesting, except for the studio, of course?
All of those things. We've always dreamt of making an album in Berlin. I think it's something every band dreams of at one point. It's really kind of romantic. There's a great history to the city, in many different facets of life, but certainly in music, the connection the city has with music is incredible, and especially Hansa, that studio, the history of the place. It's just a perfect kind of marriage of lots of different things for us. We've always loved Germany as well. I think ever since doing a little bit of German in school and going on holiday there when we were kids, we've just always been quite intrigued by the place and felt very comfortable there. So there were kind of lots of things guiding us towards Hansa. And when we got there and walked in the door, Benny, we knew it was a perfect fit.
It was fantastic, especially to be in Berlin in the winter. It was very invigorating. I don't think we realised just how cold it would be. I think on our very first day, we had a little apartment in Kreuzberg. And we think we worked out it was only about just over 25 minutes walk to the studio. So we thought, well, we'll take a nice walk in and soak in some winter Berlin vibes, and we almost died. I had a jacket that didn't even close, we had no gloves, no hat, and it was a bit of a rude awakening, but as soon as we bought some more clothes and got a bit warmer, we started to embrace the Berlin spirit. And it's such a wonderful city, you know, so friendly and so artistic, and you're allowed to express yourself in any way you want without being judged, and it's a wonderful place to create a great album, which I feel we did.
I'm rolling back to the other half of the question. Is there anything else within Berlin you found particularly interesting?
The architecture is really interesting in various parts of the city, and you can see how it changes as you go throughout the city. And I really love the big civic buildings, the big public buildings that you have in every major city. But in Berlin, they're just that much bigger. They're just like, look at this, and they're very imposing. And maybe you can draw a parallel between that and people's perception of German culture and Berlin as a city. I think people maybe think it's going to be more foreboding or more intimidating than it is. And even Berliners said to us, well, it's not a very friendly city. And that was not our experience. I don't know if it's because we've got nice smiles or because we're obviously from abroad, but whenever we asked for help or looked to be getting lost or anything like that, p- people were really in a rush to help us. And we also had a great trip out to see Union Berlin.
Union Berlin.
And that was a really great experience. Also really bloody easy compared to going to see a football match in the UK. It was so easy.
It was so cheap as well, wasn't it? Like the price of the tickets, the place was sold out as well. There were no goals. No many goals, but everyone had a fabulous time. Everyone was drinking beer and smoking and singing songs. And I love football. You know, I support my local team, so does James. And when you go to the football here, there's a real edge to it that's like an edge of kind of violence and anger. And it's not about enjoying a game of football, whereas you guys just, you know how to make the most of it. And I would go back there in a heartbeat, honestly. Like, Scottish football is just all danger. It's just...
The other thing, Yosef, that was really interesting was the language people use in coffee shops and in shops. And we thought people were just speaking English to us because we're Scottish. Nobody speaks Scottish. It's really annoying. But it turns out all you guys in Berlin certainly use English in coffee shops and things, and it kind of pissed us off because we were hoping to learn a little bit more German, and we're standing in line like ich möchte zweimal Cortado bitte, practicing in our head, and then you get there and they're like, what would you like?
Oh, well, if you're in Germany and really want to be forced to learn German, you got to record your next album in Munich. Those guys won't talk English if you pay them for.
Maybe I'll regret saying that one day because my German really isn't that great. But no, all in all, it was a city that I think that a measure of a great place is, can you see yourself living there? And I could see myself living in Berlin in a heartbeat. It just really is such a great place. And I think it's the kind of place that we continue to inspire you for many years.
Yeah, and maybe next time we go, we can build up the courage to go to Bergheim.
Berghain is a very interesting place since it's like a techno club with a sex club, and a whole Berlin's whole drug scene basically lives in Berghain. So it's a very wild place.
I think we're too old and not nearly cool enough to make it into Berghain.
Me neither. Whenever I'm in Berlin, I'm trying to not be in the vicinity of Berghain, to not even be tempted to go as far. We're past the album release a few weeks, so what is the most beautiful feedback you got so far for the new album?
That's a good question. It's mostly been great. We ignore any bad feedback.
I've got one that's good, because like, of course, we've had some wonderful reviews and they're lovely. But this actually came from a little closer to home, and it was Gambler, who plays keys for us live, was talking about the last song in the record, Two People in Love, and he called it absolute genius. And for the guy we're talking about here is a man of very few words, especially not one to give praise for anything. And he said that song is genius, and that got me, and that's probably better than any 5-star review we could get.
It's funny, I think if you, not to get too serious, but I think if you base your appreciation of something on other people's opinion, it's, of course, that's part of life, but if you base it too much on other people's reaction, then you're living in a dangerous spot. You know, I think with art, it's more about your own feeling about it, and I know it's not quite as clear cut as that, because you can't help but be influenced by the world. But I think really it's when we're sitting together, listening to the album, doing the final mix, or listening to it in the car for the first time, that, on your own, really, that's probably when you get the greatest kind of joy. And that's just your relationship with the music. It's not really about a critic's viewpoint or a review, even though these things are, you know, important and something we do value. It's just those quiet moments on your own, like, yeah, you know, I think we've done something great here, you know.
obviously, the both of you know each other for your entire life, and you know your singer and guitar player Simon since you guys were about 7 years old, as I extracted from previous interviews with other interviewers. Within this whole range of your being friends, having a band with each other, being colleagues, was there within the musical process ever a moment where you were in the practicing room or in the studio where you were like, oh my God, I totally forgot that guy was actually a total genius. That thing was absolutely awesome that you just did there. Did you guys ever have a moment? No?
Okay.
It happens all the time. It happens to me every gig, to be honest, when Ben's playing a song called Wolves of Winter. And he's singing at the same time, and it's like I dare you to try that. We keep meeting people that are drummers and they're like, oh yeah, I love playing your stuff, and I'm like, I'd be quite curious to see what your take on that is, because it's all flailing arms and legs, and he's like an octopus, and then this beautiful sound comes out of his voice at the same time. So there's always moments, Joseph, but we're men, so we don't ever tell each other these things.
Yeah. For me it was in London when we're putting the kind of finishing touches to the album, and I guess that means vocals generally. And Simon does this so often, and I guess it's happened so many times that maybe it's lost in us now, but it kind of came back and smacked me in the face this time. Where he's just in there and he's just laid in harmonies, and he's going, right, run it back, I've got another one. And as he's singing that one, he's writing the next one in his head, and he's written the next one. Go back, and he just keeps going, and he's singing. And it's without even hearing, he doesn't want to hear the vocal that he's just put down to then harmonize to. He knows where that is, that's in his head. So he just does them all, and then doesn't listen back until he's done like 8 different harmonies. And it's mind-blowing, just honestly mind-blowing to hear that back, and you're like, that sounds like just angels. So that's genius in what that man can do with his voice.
Jumping back to the topic of the tour that is right upon us, starting in December. No, that's USA in December. I need to scroll down. Oh my God!
So Pete, I think we come the end of January, I believe. We start in Amsterdam, and then we snake our way down, slithering through Europe as we go. I think throughout February we're going to be in Germany. We've got quite a few shows actually in Germany. Ben's about to read them all out, isn't he? Coming to all the cult.
Us. Our emails are all over, please.
Sorry, I jumped in, Joseph. Maybe you're about to ask a question there.
February 16th of February. And yes, Munich, Berlin, Hamburg on 12th, 16th and 18th. Respectively, and then Dusseldorf and Offenbach on the 31st of January and 13th of February.
And of course, not to forget our friends in Austria on the 15th of February. You're in at the Gasometer in Vienna.
Yes, we are, the fabulous Gasometer.
And for our Swiss listeners, we got the Festhalle in Bern at the 8th and in the Halle 622, Halle 622 in Zurich on the Zurich on the 9th of February. Jumping back to the topic of the tour, is there a band supporting you? What band is it, or which bands are there, and do you have any special connections to the artists you will be on tour with? We can't even tell that information.
I'm not sure if it's been announced. As you struggled because there's so many tours coming up, we're struggling now because our life is a constant stream of 100 emails with very many people making decisions like this and what support bands to have. So we do know, we have confirmed a support band, and because you've asked me and we're live to the world, I've completely forgotten. And I'm now trying to scroll through my that is a waste of time. Do you know what, Joseph? We've got somebody great. I know that we do. We do have a connection. The connection might be that it's a band we love. It might be somebody we admire. It might be somebody that's cheap. But no, we've got somebody great. I don't want to make a mistake and say the band that's supporting us in America, because that's really possible. There's so many tours coming up, and we do put a lot of effort into it, I promise you. That's why my brain's a little bit frazzled trying to remember.
No, I'm afraid I can't find anything. We've got all our emails are all mixed up.
It's going to be, we've got a few months to come, so it's going to be on the adverts and the posters.
It's going to go on the poster.
If people will be able to figure out, I think.
No, it is something that we do take seriously, and we kind of labour over, you know, to make sure we have the right fit. You know, you've got to be able to get on with a band for a full tour as well, and you want your fans to have a nice start to the evening, so whoever it is, it's going to be somebody amazing.
Gentlemen, this was my last question for you. Thank you so much.
Well, that's a terrible way to end. That's not how we end. This is... Just edit that and then...
Of course. But for instances where my guests are not entirely satisfied with the last question, I, of course, got something.
Oh, wonderful. Let's do that.
On the... Got my end. You've been on tour so long. Is there any particular, even better question. is there a band that you've never had the chance to tour with up to this point, that you idolize to a point where I want to really play support for those guys?
Let's make that happen.
That's
a really good question. You've been so lucky to tour with Queens of the Stone Age, Foo Fighters, Muse. The list goes on and on. I guess a band that we grew up loving that we've never got to tour with is Pearl Jam. And we've got mad respect for that band. We love how they conducted themselves from the start and how they continue to do so. They just kind of plug in and play. You know, they write the set list on the night. They're so organic. Such an inspiration. And I just feel like that would be a real bucket list tour if we could tour with the Pearl Jam boys.
It's a really great shout, Benny. Like you alluded to there, from very early in their career, they were quite sort of single-minded. And I know they went through the great trauma of the Roskilde disaster where somebody lost their life. And I think that really affected them personally and everything they do as a band, and made them really careful about every facet of what they do. So it would be really great to... not just to watch them for every night for 2.5 hours, but just to see how they conduct themselves. And I'm sure there'd be something we could learn from them, because they've been going for such a long time, and they seem to still really love doing it. So it'd be great to kind of pick their brains a little bit. And my God, that would be a dream come true, man. We'd love that.
Who's playing the drums, though, for Pearl Jam?
You?
It's okay.
So with that... The real last question. The other one was just like a bad intro to a much better question. I thank you two so much for being on the show, and I wish you nothing but the best for the upcoming tour. Maybe I'll jump on the Biffy Clyro train that fortunately never stopped for the last about 25 years and jump you in Munich. Jump into Unique.
Please do that. Come and say hi. We'd love for you to be part of the gang. And thanks so much for your time. It's been really nice. Really nice chatting to you, man.
It's been beautiful. Thank you guys so much. And you out there, take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. Take care of Biffy Clyro. Grab some tour tickets. Grab the new album. You can also get that at emp.de. emp.de. And most importantly, rock and roll.
Yeah.
Ooh, juice.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Yusuf.
It has been an absolute pleasure. You guys, take care. As I just said, the most fun that you could ever have is what I wish for you to have on the upcoming tour, and of course, the most success a band can have.
Thank you so much,
Yusuf. Really great, man. Thanks for the love. Take care, brother.
Well,
goodbye.
Bye bye.
Cheers.
Thanks so much, man.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.